This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Do you like the vibrato in my voice, Michael?
You could do the voice that other guy does that is recording.
But then, big-time announcer. We're
talking about what America, counting down what America is talking about.
You want to try? We could maybe have a contest for this. We should have a listener contest. Right?
A listener?
Give them a free trip to Las Vegas or something.
That operates on the assumption that we have listeners.
Well, we're good enough friends. We could just have this conversation sitting around the campfire, right, for the 4th of July weekend, which is what we're doing, in a manner of speaking, the radio campfire. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. You can find the charts for this week. And every week, listed at talkers.com and also on gooddayshow.com. So Michael goes through the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research by the folks at Talkers, and then there's the people list as well. So why not get started right now?
All right, let's do it. Here we go. At number 10, we have Southern Heat Wave. At number 9, Wildfire Smoke. At number 8, still talking about the Titan submersible. At number 7, the U.S.-China relations. At number 6, the Putin-Wagner conflict. At number 5, McCarthy versus his hardliners. At number 4, Trump's legal battles. At number 3, the 2024 presidential election. At number 2, Supreme Court of the United States rulings. There have been several, and they're big. And at number 1, the Hunter Biden investigation.
Big.
And then at number 10,
we can put boob after him. What a boob.
Who's a boob?
Anyway, go ahead.
Who's a boob?
Hunter Biden is a boob.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get rid of him, and that'll be the end of all our nation's problems.
Problems go away with him being gone.
That's right.
Well, let's impeach him. Can't we impeach him? He's the son of the president.
He can no longer be the son.
Nuh-uh. Right.
That's right.
Gone.
You've lost your job as son of the president.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that entails, but it's
son of
like
a lot
a
of things.
Gruesome operation. Mm-hmm. All right, number 10, the People Survey, Stockton Rush. 9, Xi Jinping. Number 8, Vladimir Putin and Yevgeny Prigozhin. At number 7, we have... At number 8, we have Yevgeny Prigozhin.
Good job, Michael. Nice
then
job.
We have Kevin McCarthy at 7, Jack Smith. Sounds like, Jack.
As opposed to, Priskovin is the Smith, the equivalent of Smith in Russia.
Don't you love words that mean different, names that mean different names in different languages?
Yeah.
At number 5, we have RFK Jr. At number 4, Donald Trump. Gary Shapley's at 3, Hunter Biden's at 2, and Joe Biden's at 1. And that's it. See you later.
So does Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have a speech thing, or is he just
yes, he does.
Breathing in too much smoke?
No, he has a legitimate medical speech.
So how much will that get in the way of his attempt to become the president of the United States?
I won't vote. I would never vote for anybody with a speech thing.
Okay. Good to know. You write that down in the list of your qualifications.
You're right.
You're talking about what's going on. All right, legal stuff. Much of this discussion will be held later in the hour with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney and advisor here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. But I do think the Supreme Court rulings, which number 2 this week, the various rulings, a lot of people are talking about the affirmative action thing. What I find to be more interesting, or not more interesting, but the width and breadth of the things these people get asked to decide. And how they do it. For example, the Supreme Court sided with a postal carrier who had refused to work on his Sabbath. A federal civil rights law. The Supreme Court, by the way, all of them, This, how many do we get unanimous rulings? How many times do you get that with the Supreme Court? All of them decided to interpret this civil rights law to require employers to make substantial efforts to accommodate their workers' religious practices. The federal government wasn't even doing it with this guy. So he was fired because he wouldn't work on Saturday, which was his Sabbath. And he went to the Supreme Court, and they said, yep, you're right. Can you imagine how much the taxpayers are going to have to pay this guy? Mm. Think about it. How much money they'd sue the government for, you know, the government, supposedly the Postal Service is self-sustaining. Mm. Even though the government put $4 billion a year into it to keep it running. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, there's no. There's if everybody starts to really become contentious, and want everything their way, won't be able to hire anybody. They won't be able. People are going to stop hiring anybody. There's going to
robots. AI. Let's go.
I don't work this day. I don't work that day. I don't do this. I'm offended by that. I mean, I do believe in people having rights and being respected at work. But on the other hand, you know, bosses are very hesitant to hire anybody anymore. You bring somebody into your company and it's a potential lawsuit.
So is this playing into the hands of the companies that are developing AI and robots?
I don't know if that's the case, maybe to a certain degree. I mean, you know, you're connecting a dot there that's one of many dots. Mm-hmm. But people are an inconvenient part of running a business.
Inconvenient truth.
On the other hand, you know, what do they say? It all comes down to relationships. It all comes down to customer service. It all comes down to people.
So American Airlines says, we have one reason for doing this. It's because of you, which, of course, is nonsense, but maybe they think it sounds good.
Said by your friendly robot.
Yeah,
I am here to serve you.
So that's it. Maybe, can you imagine a robot going up and down the aisle of an airplane?
When
it's at 35? Huh? Really?
Easily. I can also imagine an airplane being run by somebody on the ground.
Yes.
The way there's no pilot.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's not going to be a trip I want to take. I want to see somebody with gray hair sitting in the left-hand seat. Thanks for
somebody with gray hair. That's interesting, right?
You know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, the automation has always been blamed for taking away jobs, and the argument continues.
So the Supreme Court, whether it's in step or out of step, this seems to be something, when they all vote the same way, then it seems to be a lock. Now, there are a couple of other things, the elections ruling from the Supreme Court, and that coupled with the overview that came out from the University of Virginia, I think at the end of the week, focusing on the Electoral College, these people have analyzed that it'll only be four states that carry the election next time. So those people running only have to go to these four states and the rest of the country be damned. I would like to see the Supreme Court, I'd like somebody challenge the Electoral College in the Supreme Court. What do you think would happen?
It depends on which party or which the conservatives or liberals gain the most in our current era by having the Electoral College. Right now, I would say it's the Republicans.
I'm troubled, frankly, by that whole analysis and what is really going on is politics, like everything else. Supreme Court's supposed to be above politics, right?
The justice system is supposed to be above and separate from politics, but it's difficult to do when the politicians are the ones who, you know, put these people in their positions. It's hard.
So,
it's a tricky system. This is not easy to run. It's based upon goodwill. You lose goodwill, and the whole system crumbles.
Civil war. All right. So under the circumstances, then, is the Supreme Court out of step with public opinion when it comes to things like affirmative action and abortion and all that stuff?
The answer to the question is depends on which part of the public you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's out of step with some, and it's in step with others. That's why we're polarized, and that's why we're split. Some people are cheering every Supreme Court ruling, and others are damning it. There is no public consensus about some of these contentious issues.
Do you remember when we were kids, when the whole business of race as a factor in student admissions became the issue of the day. Affirmative action, getting into colleges, jobs, all that stuff.
It was based on a different premise, perhaps, that was applicable at the time. Maybe now the pendulum has gone too far.
If they've already made a decision, why would it be changed? What's different? Constitution's not different, so what's different?
The application of these rules are based upon human emotions and public sentiment.
So when there's no real law, it's all about emotions, then. Right.
It's not all about emotions, but emotions certainly play a role in it. It's a combination of emotions and intelligence, the desire to be objective, the awareness that we are subjective. It's complicated stuff. You can't, you have black and white thinking and, you know, cookie cutter images.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it nice and easy. But no, democracy and the human condition are not tidy affairs.
No, sir, they are sure not. Here's something that is, however, a way for you to lose weight the safe way, look your best, feel your best, and be your best using Kellotren, Kalotren, at your service to help you lose weight, but more importantly, to keep it on. There are two very interesting and compelling things about Kellotren that separate it from the rest of the pack. One of them is that it's safe, it's drug-free, it's stimulant-free. And the other thing I think that separates from the rest of the pack is how it is how it's distributed and how you benefit by talking to counselors that they have. But when you go online to their website, toploss.com, you can ask to enhance your success to have a counselor work with you on a daily basis, a weekly basis, whatever it is, that'll help you lose that weight and keep it off. How do you use this tool? That's one of the secrets to Kellotren's success, I believe, that they are so helpful to the customers. Losing weight the healthy way, they've been doing it for 26 years, and they continue. Not many products doing this that are like this that are around still. So help yourself to the info and to the product and to weight loss. Toploss.com is the website. When you check out using their beneficial, all kinds of things there, the BOGO deals, use the code DUG, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. That's Toploss.com. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Kellotren. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Kellotren is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Kellotren.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. We do this. I have the honor of working with Michael every week at this time, going through the charts. This happens to be the last week of June. It's Independence Day weekend. A lot of things we think that things we used to think when we were doing this as kids back 30 years ago. Well, things slow down on the weekend or slow down on the holidays. Okay. Nope, no more. None of that. It's all action all the time, right?
It's crazy. Our lives today, those of us who've been around the sun a few times, it's amazing the changes that we've seen in our culture over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Just extraordinary. And I guess that's the case with the generations that came before us.
My father used to say the world was going to hell. I find myself not saying those words, but being concerned because of the lack of good leadership that we have.
Yeah, they find that same message in ancient hieroglyphics. That, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, the elders complained that the young people had bad habits and were not hardworking and were not culturally.
Trump was a bad president, all that stuff. Yeah. We have some other. This is an ancillary aside. When I was looking at as I'm doing the research on various legal questions, most of them having to do with the Supreme Court, I came across something from Ohio that's worth a moment or two. This guy used to be the Speaker of the House in Ohio. His name is Larry Householder. He is a household name in Ohio. He got sentenced this week to 20 years in the slammer for his role in the largest corruption scandal in the history of the state of Ohio. He was taken into custody. He tried to bail himself out and couldn't. His time, the judge says, my patience with you, sir, has expired. You get the max, 64 years old, up to his ears in graft and corruption. And this is and you wonder how much more of this stuff goes on in politics and in states. We all know we've got all these investigations at the federal level. Are we that corrupt as human beings? Are we just corrupt?
Yes. Oh, gosh,
scoundrels.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, I did a study the other day to Gun Hill Road, we're thinking about making a song about corrupt politicians.
Michael is a member of that group from the 70s, Gun Hill Road. Yes,
right. And I Googled to get a list of politicians, elected officials and appointed officials in big jobs around the country who were found guilty of crimes, who were convicted of crimes. Because the conversation came up about Trump and about Biden, about Hunter Biden, and, you know. Matter of fact, you and I were talking about this recently. You know, are they more corrupt now than ever? There are thousands of politicians who have been indicted and arrested, jailed, fined, found guilty of crimes. The list, it's like a telephone book. You each by state, by city.
Amazing. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, yeah. I just am. Here's another one. With the presidential election focus being number three this week on the Talk Radio Review, a very interesting stat from the Koch brothers. Their father started the John Birch Society. They have been creating havoc, if you will, since they got the Citizens United bill passed and made into law so that every company was like a human being. So the Koch network has raised $70 million so far this year to beat Trump, which I find very interesting. And DeSantis is courting them because he wants to get that dough. But think about the dough itself. Something to talk about on the other side of the bottom of the hour here. Michael and Doug here at 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has struck down President Biden's earlier student debt relief plan, so he's announcing another one. Biden detailed how this new plan differs from the original.
We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act. That will allow Secretary Cardona, who's with me today, to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances.
Biden argues that Republicans snatched away hope for millions of Americans. Republicans largely agreed with the Supreme Court ruling Friday, which said Biden's student loan relief was wrong to go around Congress. Wall Street's closing sharply higher to cap a strong first half. Encouraging inflation news sparked a broad rally with tech shares leading the way. Apple added 2% to trade above the $3 trillion market cap. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes. Make sure you get my voice loudly. My name needs to be big. It needs to be big with a big voice to enter. Come on. All right, Michael, we're back here
are
on the
back?
Talk Radio.
Are we back, or are you just saying things?
Practicing?
Yeah, right. I can't tell sometimes if you're the air or off the air.
Right. I just said to you, did we talk about Craig Kitchen last week on the review that we have of the Michael Harrison interview, which is at MHInterview.com. Craig Kitchen is an important cog in the radio wheel and has been for a number of years. So I couldn't remember whether we talked about him on the air or off the air.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't. But we can if you want. And it's MHInterview.com, my podcast that's heard by, I think we're up to about 20 people listen to it, and
now,
they love it.
I heard it was 23, actually.
Wow, we're peaking.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, speaking of numbers, The number 10 item on the story list this week is a focus on heat. And apparently, we look at the stats, 15 people or so have died of heat-related causes. The heat from Texas across the panhandle, Louisiana, places that are, as the song goes, hot, hot, hot. Yeah. So is this different? People say global warming. It was actually, I heard a pretty interesting conversation, and I think I carried it over onto the Good Day Show, if you don't mind me plugging myself here. The story of the Axis. Now, you and I like these stories. We like to talk about this sort of thing because they're in our wheelhouse of interest. The fact that in 20, it may have been 23 years ago, 2000, 2001, actually, the axis of the Earth shifted, and thus there are a number of implications and suggestions that a lot of the climatologists, is that the right word, climate people, climate crazies, they don't want to hear that probably one of the main reasons we're having all of these outrageous changes in the weather is because the Earth has shifted more than the experts thought it was going to shift. Did you see that on the NASA website?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been aware of axis issues for a long time. This is just the latest in a whole bunch of changes that have happened
so?
In terms
explain,
of the magnetic
please?
Pole. The Earth's magnetic poles are shifting.
Well, they have all through the history of the planet, haven't they?
Yes, 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 and they continue to. And the impact of this type of thing, you know, is subject to scientific argument. Scientists don't all agree as to what the causes or the effects are of these types of irregularities in the process by which the Earth goes through its motions. And there are a lot of motions going on out there, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think of the universe as static. We think of everything in its place and very dependable. No, it's not the case. We're out there floating on this blue marble in a very, very mysterious cosmic sea.
Yeah, it's amazing how it all works. It really is. The whole thing about life and where it comes from and how gases get together and form planets and what's the mind, the central focus, the ultimate intelligence behind all of this? Ooh. Or is it just an accident?
Ooh. Now you're really at the core of real inquiry. Like, what's it all about, Alfie? What's the what is reality? They don't know. They don't know.
Maybe that's why it's easier to talk about Donald Trump and what goes on there. So I mentioned, to go back to what we were talking about in the last half hour, at the bottom of the hour, the Koch brothers, well, there's actually there were three Koch brothers. One of them, Bill, left the outfit. They gave him $2 billion because he was always making trouble. So the other two brothers, David and Charles, tossed William out and gave him $2 billion to get lost. And so he never has had a connection to the political realities of what Charles and David, cooked up. David was killed in a plane crash a couple of years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, the Koch brothers and their interests are raising dough hand over fist. They spent $500 million in the last election. The Koch network of political allies, because of Citizens United, have raised and spent $500 million. And then last time around, it was to get Trump elected. Now they want to make sure he doesn't get elected.
Can
you imagine the money? Huh?
Did we get any?
Can we get some?
Those damn Koch brothers.
Yeah, let's get some money.
So now they don't want Trump. First they wanted Trump, now they don't want Trump.
They just want their way.
They want to control
things. That's right.
The left have the Koch brothers to yell at, and the right has George Soros to yell at.
Yep.
And
George Soros is the same thing.
Every one of us will have Elon Musk to yell at.
Okay. Number six on the list, Putin. And Mr. What's his name that you tried to pronounce?
Oh, don't make me say it again.
Prigozhin, something like that. Anyway, the Wagner thing, I got a kick out of this. This is a Russian army. They call it, like, that's an American name. Isn't there a German name, Wagner?
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that they hire out their army?
Right.
They hire an army.
And you know who works in the army? There are Americans, there are Brits, there are Germans, there are French soldiers.
Soldiers of fortune.
That's what they are. That's exactly where that comes
from. French Foreign Legion.
Remember
when you were a kid, comic books and stories about mercenaries?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It exists.
All true. Yeah.
But then who controls Russia, the mercenaries, you know?
Well, Putin thought he did, but apparently he was mistaken. Seems to have detained, though, this week, a top general, a fellow in charge of the Air Force, suspicion that he helped to plan the failed rebellion. So it's going to be off with their heads for a number of people. They'll never be seen or heard from again. Right?
Unless there's more to their rebellion than we see.
I think there is. Don't you?
Yeah. I don't know, but I suspect it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think how they operate Russia is very mysterious.
They operate it for their benefit.
But yeah, but again, the it's full of its own brand of corruption, its own brand of politics.
More corruption. Yeah.
We tend to think of people like Putin as dictators, but they're not the same kind of dictators that Stalin or the guy in North Korea or Hitler or Mussolini or Idi Amin were. They're dictators in a more corporate sense. They have to answer to people. There are all kinds of power players in Russia, in China, that people like Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin have to deal with, more so than Stalin had to or Hitler. It's tough being a dictator. You don't have a good night's sleep. I got to tell you, you know.
It's tough to be a dictator. It is.
It is. It isn't easy being king.
Yeah, I know.
Uneasy. Also, uneasy lies the head upon which the crown, whatever that
not,
is.
Not easy being the manager, the publisher of the talk radio's Bible.
Yeah, right? Our lives are simple compared to the crazy intrigue and absolute. Unscrupulous, foundation upon which their lives are based. Mm-hmm. They're all murderers. They're killers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One way or the other.
To be able to make decisions that will cost human lives and then go to a cocktail party and smile.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll drink to that.
Yeah. No, they're heartless people. They really are.
Of course they are. Back to the weather for just a second. There's a rip current that has killed a number of people along the Gulf Coast with regard to the heat that's there, people jumping into the water to cool off. And apparently there was an but this rip current along the Galveston and up going toward the Panhandle, that area, there's a very serious current problem, C-U-R-R-E-N-T-S, that kind of current. That has killed a number of people. They got sucked up into it, and they're gone.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Everything about
that. I don't like going into the water. I'm not a big fan of going into the ocean or in ponds or any of that stuff. I don't go in pools. I don't go in water. It's one of my weird things.
You ever take a shower?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I tell you, I'm not. I have nothing against water. I don't like bodies of water.
Water coming out of a stream.
I haven't been in a swimming pool or a sauna in years, decades.
Really?
And I don't. You know, I'll walk along the coast on a beach, but I will not go out into the ocean. I just don't do it. There's too much. There's too much duty in it.
Wow. That's right. Yeah, there is that. Yep, I'll give you that much. How many people pee in the pool, and then afterwards? Yeah,
it's filthy. And then people we put chemicals in it. I don't care. I don't want to swim in even clean piss.
Okay. On that note, I'm going to make a prediction. Next week, somewhere in the top 10 is going to be the continuing story of Indiana Jones. The film comes out this weekend, and I'm going to bet that a lot of people who listen to these programs and these kind of radio stations love Indiana Jones, and they're going to go in flocks to see Indiana Jones' new movie this weekend. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that franchise has some rubber left on its tires.
Yeah, sure does. All right, here's something else that has some traction. The fact that Balance 7 has helped so many people is something the doctors are noting now. This is a product that's been around for a while. You've heard a lot of discussion about it on talk radio programs all around the country. I know your friend Michael Howie Carr loves to talk about Balance 7 and what it's done for him. The idea behind Balance 7 as a liquid is to take your body, the gut, that has too much acid in it, and get it up to a balance point so that it's acid and alkaline together so your body will function much better. So you've heard me talk about this. Now there's an added enhancement for you to call and order a Balance 7. By the way, the number is easy, 800-793-9039. Use the code Doug. And when you buy your first gallon of Balance 7, you'll get a bottle of My Smooth Skin, which does the same for your outsides, balancing the pH factor on your skin, as Balance 7 does for your inside. So smooth skin outside, smooth body inside. Wow. Call 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039, and use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to balance your body and balance your life.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list that we officially go through at least once during the Talk Radio Countdown show from Talkers Magazine this week, they say at number 10, Rush. Let me try that again. At number 10, Stockton Rush. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Bad Vlad and Mr. Prigozhin. How do you pronounce this guy's name? Mr. Prigozhin. That sounds lousy. I'm going to do 8 over again. Number 8, Putin and his general. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. Number 6, Jack Smith. Number 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Donald Trump is 4. Gary Shapley is 3. Hunter Biden is 2. Not often that you see the same name twice and it's not the same person in the people list, but Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list this week. Not a surprise, Hunter Biden taking a lot of the oxygen out of the room, however. So that's our people list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at Talkers. You're going to do a lot of editing here, James. You can get it at Talkers.com or GoodDayShow.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. We've been discussing the stories and the people on the list this week. Michael also does, as an ancillary accompaniment to all his other work with Talk Radio, interviewing some of the stars of Talk Radio. And Michael Berry, who's prominent on the list of the Heavy 100. Isn't he in Houston? Do I remember that about
him? He's in Houston. He's a very cool guy. He's an interesting, original character who is a big talk show host in Houston, and he's heard on a number of major stations around the country, and he's a cool guy. Michael Berry. And
what do you get out of him that you didn't know about him?
He has a very interesting view about the position of Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis in terms of the future of the GOP, and we get right into that. He presents a very interesting insight into that. We talk about that. There's also some other stuff up there. We have from last week Craig Kitchen, who's a behind-the-scenes guy in the radio business, and before that we have Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts, and she talks a little
right
bit about old Hollywood and television. MHInterview.com. And people who like the media enjoy that show.
Yeah, well, it's the whole idea of getting more. That's what podcasting is all about. It's not supposed to be like a radio program. It's supposed to be an intimate conversation with somebody. In this case, Michael Berry talking to Michael Harrison. There you go. Check
Thank
it out
you.
At mhinterview.com. Doug Steffen with Michael at 10 before the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who also is a lawyer of a great note. He's been teaching the law for a long time at Bentley University. He's been on this program for a long time. He's just been around for a long time. He's just old. That's just seasoned. That's what they say, right?
Seasoned. There you go.
Yes. All right. So in putting our best foot forward in a manner of speaking, a number of rulings by the Supreme Court. That's the number two item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. We've been opining about many of these things on various programs for the last two, 3 days. Which one of these rulings was the most important in your mind?
There are a couple of them that stood out in my mind, and particularly because one of them was not terribly expected. The one that was expected was the elimination of affirmative action, mm-hmm. and this was a 6-3 decision. It was not terribly surprising, and it's one that there. You know, I understand arguments on both sides. I am in favor of some affirmative action, and I think one of the things that sometimes gets lost is that affirmative action is not supposed to allow people who are not qualified to get entrance to the college.
But that's the way it's taken, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the way people perceive it. It was interesting because the president at Bentley put out a letter the very next day in which he was discussing the fact that with affirmative action and with a larger minority population, the grade point average, both coming in and while they were there, has gone up in recent years. You know, we might also look at, you know, one of the ideas behind affirmative action was to make higher echelon jobs more accessible, because you're particularly stepping out from these prestigious universities and all. And one of the things that we still see the schools doing is the legacy, the idiot sons and daughters getting in and then getting the gentleman's B out of it. You know, that's something you don't necessarily hear a lot about. You know, on the other hand, it's got to be very tough when you happen to be perhaps a white male, and someone equally qualified has a leg up on you. But guess what? Life's not fair, and I think the country does better with greater diversity of talent. But that's definitely a tough decision.
So with the others, the election rulings and...
Yes.
That was
one of my favorites because...
A hiccup,
you know,
yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the court came forward with a ruling that there have been a number of legislatures, and right now these have been Republican legislatures that have been doing it, trying to gerrymander. Guess what? The Democrats, I remember in New York, were trying to do it too. So, you know, pots on both houses, but it is something that takes away really the equality of votes. And to the surprise of many, the Supreme Court said that this was unconstitutional and that the state constitutions did not allow it. The thing I found the most interesting is, and I've seen this in a few cases, you know, we pigeonhole these justices, and by and large they do go by a certain kind of style and their philosophy. But Brett Kavanaugh, he was one...
Surprise!
And he surprised at a few, and it's funny because I've talked to some people who were so adamant against him, you know, the drunk attacker of women. Well, yeah, maybe he's not so bad. Maybe he's
not so bad. Yeah, right. It's all relative, isn't it? It's all such nonsense, and that speaks to the issue of the politicization of the legal system, which I think is one of the biggest problems that we have ever encountered in the country, the history of the country, the politics and the role that it's playing and everything, but especially in the law, where we shouldn't be looking at people whether they're left of center or right of center. Are they good jurists? That's it. That's kind of like affirmative action in a manner of speaking. Well, we got to have a Republican president, so we got to have a Republican. Screw that.
Yeah, I look at the glass as kind of half full rather than half empty. I think of the institutions we have, it is the least political.
Yeah,
that doesn't say much because it's the one that should be not political at all. And so the failings there, but at least it gives us a shot.
As the guy who's the expert on scams, you should look into it because I think this is a scam. All right, let's check that out. And we'll report back on scamaside.com. It's a very distinct pleasure to have you here, Mr. Wiseman. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here discussing the ins and outs of some of the the legal rulings this week on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.